Look, everybody knows that the Kelmar Nickel is Delaware's tall ship, and not a lot of people know that the ship has a chef. I mean, we don't go on board the ship and eat, but the crew of the Kelmar Nickel has to eat, and that's where Chef Gregory Brown comes in. Greg is joining me on the show today. Greg, thanks for joining me.
That's my pleasure.
Hey, look, tell people about your career and then talk to us about your new book launch. Exciting. But talk about your career first. How long have you been the chef on the Kelmar Nickel?
Well, it's an interesting question because I became the chef kind of by default. There was one summer when the cook quit suddenly, and the captain, with a degree of panic, surveyed the crew and said, who would be willing to take on the chore? And I had grown up watching Julia Child as a teen and taking copious notes, even though I rarely cooked all the stuff she did. But I sort of had an interest in it. That was not my career. I was actually a pastor in the United Methodist Church, and then I morphed into pastoral counseling, which opened up my weekends, and that's what led me to the Kelmar Nickel. So I was on board as a shipmate, and I raised my hand very timidly, and the rest is history. I ended up cooking for the Kelmar Nickel, initially just filling in, and then over the last 3 or 4 years, really becoming the chef, full-time seasonal chef.
All right, and now you've launched this new book. What's the title? Tell us all about it.
The title is The Underwater Cafe, and I'll say a bit about that, a chef's log of life on board the tall ship Kelmar Nickel. And then I have in parentheses, including the crew's favorite recipes. There are about 75 of the crew's favorite recipes intermingled between 50 or so logs. I figured if the captain can have logs, I can have logs.
That's right. So a couple of questions. What are some of the, you know, top recipes that you find yourself cooking over and over again?
Well, there's one in particular that both of our captains, we have a land captain, Captain Sharon, and we have the sailing captain, Captain Lauren. And this is their favorite. It's crispy Thai-style shrimp cakes. And they just adore them. And there's a creamy chili lime sauce that goes over them. So I would have to, and most of the crew really likes that. We have two of the crew who are intolerant to shrimp, so they don't, but everyone else does. And that has become, I think, the crew favorite.
Sounds good to me. Now you've got me hungry. All right, give us a brief insight, if you will, to life on board a 17th century ship in today's modern world.
Well, you know, everyone looks at the Kelmar Nickel as it sails by, and it's this grand, beautiful ship. I tell kids that it's Peter Pan's ship, and they see the architecture, they see all of the ornamentation on the ship. What they don't see, though, are the small stories of the crew, and that's what the book is about in my log, which covers 2 years of being on the ship. It's the little stories that I find interesting because the crew of the ship is just a wonderful community of volunteers who give of their time, are very supportive of each other, very supportive of me. And I tell them that I'm constantly experimenting on them with the meals I put together. And they abide by that. And for the most part, they love it.
Greg, who published your book and where can we get a copy?
Ex Libris published the book. They're a spinoff, a self-publishing spinoff company of Penguin Random House. And you can either get the book through them or the Kelmar Nickel has a brand new online shop, a store that they've just opened up. You can get the book through the Kelmar Nickel online store, and that would be www.kelmarnickel.org. Or you can come visit the ship or the museum of the foundation itself, which has several museums in it, and the book is on sale there.